Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to get into this topic with regards to, as an avid sportsman, and so many of you are sports fans as well, and we happen to be the radio home for Twins baseball and Timberwolves basketball. So I'd love your perspective at 651-461-9226. But a nice piece in today's Minneapolis Star Tribune from Michael Rand, regular on my show, on the Lake Show. He comes on about maybe once every 3 or 4 weeks. The headline that he has in the strip today, "Think watching sports on TV is getting complicated? Buckle up for what's next." Turning on the game used to be one of the easiest chores a sports fan could do. Soon you'll wish you had an engineering degree. Change is coming even faster now, potentially big, and potentially as soon as Wednesday. I don't even have to read for you everything that Michael gets into in the article, because many of you know the dynamics of what we've been navigating the last several years with watching our favorite sports teams. Back in the day, it used to be pop on the television and have at it. And not only can you have at it and you can see your local teams, mm-hmm. but you can see the Cubs, right, on WGN. You can see the Braves on TBS. Now it has gotten so complicated because of all of the deals, and we're streaming this and we're doing that, and we're not going to be on this platform, and with the cable companies and providers can't come to an agreement with this. So now we have went down this road of we've got, because we've had stuff scattered for years, okay? And let me tell you, I've always been a cable person, mm-hmm. okay? To this day,
yep.
cable.
Yep.
But there came a time where I said, I gotta have some other stuff, right? Because I'm always on the go.
Yeah.
I'm always in arenas and stadiums and traveling or doing whatever, right? I gotta have the stuff with me.
Yep.
So, and I know that the cable provider, I know Xfinity has an app and all that stuff, whatever. Yep. But to be fair, the app's not just as good as some of the other apps out there. So my first investment was, and this was actually YouTube TV.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, and I'm going to tell you who advised me on YouTube TV. Steve Thompson.
Yeah.
We are at the Minnesota State Fair with the Great Minnesota Get Together, right? So we're there, and we needed to be able to access Vikings games.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And so I ended up, he had a subscription already. I plumped down the money. Boom. YouTube TV. We're into the pandemic. The pandemic starts to happen,
yep.
right? I've got YouTube TV.
Yep.
Along with cable. And then it happened that, I don't know if YouTube TV was the first, but remember you had the issue with, at the time, it was Fox Sports North.
You got it.
Okay? It came off.
So I was there.
So now my pivot in that particular moment is Hulu Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I pivoted to Hulu Live. Full transparency. I still have Hulu Live TV. Okay. And to me, the beauty of Hulu Live, because prior to that, the only thing I had was cable and Netflix.
Okay.
Because when the pandemic had hit, I had the YouTube TV, I had the Netflix, because there was no live sports, and I needed to be able to watch
The Last Dance.
Well, Last Dance was on ESPN, but Tiger King. Because remember, Last Dance was part of the 30
for 30.
I swear
it was a Netflix thing first, but
No. It was. I'm pretty sure it was the ESPN thing.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
Because they did that, and then also, who was the other person that they had the 30 for 30? Lance Armstrong.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. They had the Lance Armstrong deal.
Yep.
But remember, Tiger King was big.
Oh yeah.
And so those were some of the things that you just had to have. You had to see it.
Yep.
So my point is that then I pivoted to Hulu Live,
mm-hmm.
and I always felt comfortable with that because the difference between Hulu Live TV and a Netflix and even a YouTube
mm-hmm.
is that you have basically all the movies that you could ever want and the live TV on top of it.
Do you get Bally's with Hulu?
No.
Yeah,
at the time you did.
Yep.
At the time you did.
Yep.
But then after the YouTube thing, then it came off of Hulu Live as well.
Yeah, the dominoes started to fall.
Now the saving grace is still having it on the Xfinity thing, whatever. That's fine.
Yep.
But my point is this. So now you're going through. Here I am. I'm jumping rope because mm-hmm. I'm jumping through all these different hoops to try to get to make sure that I could have all the stuff that I needed accessible to me.
Yep.
We had MLS, Minnesota United. That was all. Now you have to have the Apple TV package,
yeah.
which I have. So my point in this is that there's so many different things that you have to have. Whether it's Prime Video to get the Thursday Night Football, mm-hmm. you got to have the Apple TV for MLS. You know, Bally Sports, they traded an app that I have not bought,
yeah.
okay, because I have cable. Hulu Live, Sling, MLB TV. Enough's enough, man.
Yeah.
Like, how many different things are they expecting the consumer to have? And I know that a decade ago, right, what was the word? People said, well, we should probably look at a la carte. Yeah. I don't mind if people want to do the a la carte thing, but not everybody wants to have to utilize or do a la carte.
Yeah.
I just want my basic. I got the sports package. I watch ESPN and ESPN2, yep. and I don't want to have to be jumping through a million different places to try to find the games. And if you are as frustrated as I am, I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Are you pulling your hair out because you feel like we're getting way too complicated with all of this? And look, the rubber's about to meet the road
yeah.
with the Bally Sports North stuff because of the Minnesota Twins baseball games.
It's a scary situation. I mean, kind of. I mean, from a consumer perspective, you don't know where to put your money now because the future is unknown with that situation. So that's kind of where I'm like, because you have Fubo TV, which is now the new streaming service that now has Bally's. But I feel like that's
now
also,
it's on Fubo.
Yeah, Fubo TV has Bally's Sports Gosh. North, according to what I've seen. And now that'll probably be the next domino to fall, especially with this whole Bally situation rolling out. I'm sure they'll bail out just like Hulu and YouTube TV did. I've done a lot of free subscriptions and created a lot of burner accounts to get YouTube TV and others for, you know, I'm a big St. Cloud State hockey guy, so sometimes they'll play, you know, tournaments on ESPNU for regionals or NCHC. I'll get it for ESPNU just to watch the game so I don't have to go out, you know, to a bar, drop $50 on food, drinks, all that stuff. So it's just a lot easier to do that than, you know, spending a lot more money on one game.
Yeah, I just
it's a lot of trouble, but it's worth it, at least for me, to create some of these, I guess, burner accounts, if you will, for some of these streaming services to
let me be clear about this. I am not going to pay for Peacock TV or the Peacock Network just to watch one playoff game
yeah.
in the National Football League next.
Isn't it just the wild card games though?
I'm not doing it.
Okay, yeah.
It's just one game. It's just one game.
Okay.
I am not getting Peacock Network for one game. This is ridiculous.
You got to think Care 11 would pick that up or something. I don't know if that would be a licensing issue, but you got
to
feel like
No. But the only way that they would be able to show it to anybody outside of that is if the Vikings
regardless of the fact if it's local, they'll still not be able to pick it up.
No, I'm saying if the Vikings were somehow some way in that, if the Vikings aren't in it, how can you get it? You can't.
Correct. Yeah.
It's so irritating to me. I get it. People talk about capitalism. People talk about making a dollar. People talk about it being a business. So I totally get, but it just seems like we're doing it so much that we're making it so damn difficult for the consumer to access it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.